Mike Murley is a WPKN programmer here at WPKN, and I wanted to invite him in because he is a host of a show, one of the hosts of a weekly community show called Mike Check. And what's interesting, Mike, is just like talking with Tom right now, it seems like this might be an interesting mic check with Tom himself at some point.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
Because the mic check is all about kind of burning community issues. You've tackled a number of different of topics. I do you have any, like some of your most some recent themes that you guys touched upon with mic check?
Absolutely, yeah. First, thanks for having me on, Steve. And I'm always grateful and honored to be part of WPKN. My most recent show this past Sunday, August 4th, the topic was the Center for Children's Advocacy, which is a children's legal rights organization with offices in Bridgeport and Hartford, Connecticut. My two guests were Patricia Marial, J.D., staff attorney of the Immigrant Children's Justice Project, and Amina Sial, J.D. of the Racial Justice Project and Harding High School Teen Legal Clinic here in Bridgeport.
And I think we're going to hear some of that. We may not get to the whole podcast, but it was such an interesting show that I thought that would be kind of showcasing, in a way, some of our community engagement programming that we have here. For those of you listening who may not know that, besides great music, we know we have great music, but we have more than 50 talk-based shows as well each month.
Yeah, yeah, it was a really great show, and I'm incredibly grateful to Patricia Marial and Amina Sial for being on the program with me and having that discussion. So to give a little bit more background really quick on the Center for Children's Advocacy, or CCA, the organization is engaged in really powerful work advocating for youth throughout Connecticut across a number of experiences and issue areas, including homelessness and housing, immigration, bullying, discrimination, and more. So Patricia and Amina shared really powerful stories of victories in changing legislation and helping youth locally to navigate really difficult situations.
And in terms of, so that a lot of times you're talking with nonprofits or other hosts from WPKN. What were some of the other themes or topics that have been addressed on Mic Check?
So another recent program I did, Steve, was on July 21st, mm-hmm. where I did a phone interview with youth organizer Allison Martinez Carrasco and youth leaders Crystal Aguirre and Enrique Ramirez from the Make the Road Connecticut Youth Power Committee right here in Bridgeport. Just like the Center for Children's Advocacy, Make the Road Connecticut has offices in Bridgeport and Hartford as well. And Make the Road Connecticut is immigrant-led and fights for the rights of immigrant workers, parents, and youth. The Youth Power Committee has been working for several years on a campaign called Walking Towards a Brighter Future, in which they've taken on the unsafe routes that Bridgeport children are forced to walk to just to get to school. So Make the Road Youth did their own study in collaboration with folks from the Nature Conservancy and Sacred Heart University. They did streetscape art projects. Hmm. They testified at Board of Education meetings here in Bridgeport. And they did really powerful organizing in the city to demand better for all of Bridgeport's students. After years of work, they recently, finally, got a sit-down with Mayor Ganim. Hmm. And so they're doing really incredible work. And like I said, they're an immigrant rights organization. And it's interesting how, similar to the Center for Children's Advocacy, their offices are also here in Bridgeport and then in Hartford as well.
Okay.
Really great group, Make the Road Connecticut.
Yeah.
They have a youth committee, and that was the folks that I had on. But they also have a parent committee, and they have a workers committee as well. Hmm. And obviously, you know, now more than ever, group immigrant rights groups such as Make the Road Connecticut, it's just important to really like amplify the
sure.
work that they're doing,
yeah.
Especially locally here in Connecticut.
Now, some other WPKN volunteers have been hosts, right, for some different shows, because it really is it's open. It's actually kind of an open scenario whereby any of the WPKN programmers that have either burning issues or just a particular nonprofit that they are really focused on, they can do their own show, and these shows run every Sunday, correct?
Correct. And so Mic Check is, like as you said, a 30-minute public affairs program. Happens every Sunday night at 5:30 p.m.,
okay.
So 5:30 to 6 mm-hmm. every Sunday. And it was actually conceived by Valerie Richardson, Doug Eccles, and Richard Hill here at
okay.
PKN. And the roster of hosts, which currently includes myself, Richard Hill, and Al Robinson, has in the past also included Michelle Morgan, Cheryl McGevney,
mm-hmm.
and Luis Luna, to name a few of the other PKN programmers involved. And it's just a really wonderful platform for community voices, organizing, activism. You know, our stories matter. And I'm always grateful for this platform of Mic Check and the ability to have folks on locally whose voices, experiences, and work aren't getting enough attention.
Yeah, no, I mean, and that's part of our mission as a community radio station. You know, we're so different in terms of having a license that really dictates the fact that we are meant to be staffed by volunteers. As a community radio station, that is really part of the license, is that the DJs are not paid, and that we do as much community funding as possible, i.e. listener support. And as a community radio station, it really is our mandate to go back into the communities that we serve. And there are many communities, not just geographically, but, you know, linguistically, etc. You know, and it's a challenge because we are so much broader than just, I mean, than the Bridgeport market, because we're happen to be based here, but our signal is heard in all of Fairfield County and New Haven County, and even up into Litchfield. And then, of course, right across the water, right into Long Island, the North Fork, and the Hamptons. So, I mean, we have to be very busy to be engaged in so many of our areas. So, a show like Mic Check and all the other community programs that do, in some cases, originate from the North Fork of Long Island, or they're focusing on New Haven, or they're looking at issues in Litchfield. You know, that's, you know, part of our roster of shows, and we're really proud. And we turn a lot of these shows into podcasts, and we have more than 1,000 episodes of all these talk based shows and community shows. And I think Mic Check is really one of our wonderful additions to drill down into the community. Are there some other topics? I don't know if you had other topics that might have been touched upon by, you know, either Richard or Cheryl or some of the other hosts.
I've got one more that I did recently that, and they all do really incredible. Mm-hmm. You know, Al Robinson and Richard Hill both do an incredible job. So definitely check out the shows that they do as well, both the podcast and when they do their live programming. But another one that I had thought of was that I did recently was on June 30th. I actually did a show on the Sudan uprising and connecting what's happening in Sudan to Connecticut. Hmm. That same day, earlier in the day, I attended a rally at the state capitol in Hartford, and the rally was in solidarity with the uprising taking place in Sudan, and it was actually organized by a group of Sudanese-American activists here in Connecticut. There was a big youth presence. There was music, dancing, poetry. I was able to actually set up an interview at the rally with two of the organizers, two sisters from New Britain named Ahla and Dua Amin. And we did the show together, and they actually contextualized the Sudanese struggle. They provided critical history, and they shared their experience as first generation and part of Connecticut's growing Sudanese American community around the state with over 400 families here in Connecticut.
Is that up as a podcast as well?
It is, yeah. Okay. And that was a really, and that was, like I said, put together in a very short, you know, like I was at the rally and I was like, this is incredible. I wonder if there's some way I can do, because I knew I was hosting Mic Check that night, like in a few hours, you know, and then I was able to set up, make it happen. And they did a really amazing job, Ahla and Dua Amin. So thank you again to them and all the work that, you know, that they're doing and that they did raising awareness of the struggle in Sudan. And I didn't realize that there was the growing Sudanese American community in Connecticut that there is, again, with over 400 families around the state. And so that speaks to, like you said, linguistically, in all the ways that not just Bridgeport is diverse, but Connecticut. And so keeping, you know, like Mic Check is just a really, you know, amazing way to highlight local experiences, local stories, and local work that's happening that is really important in our communities. And so it's, yeah. And it's funny because a lot of times when I tell people about the show, they're like, oh, that's great. You know, I get it. I get the pun, you know, and that's awesome with the name and everything. And they think that I created it or that I came up with the name. And of course I didn't. And so I always, you know, am honest with people and tell the truth that it, you know, was created again by Valerie Richardson, Doug Eccles, and Richard Hill. And I believe there may have been others involved in coming up with the name and creating the show, but, Valerie, Richard, and Doug were definitely involved. And so thank you to them for creating this platform where in, you know, just in just 30 minutes, I mean, you'd be surprised how much you can talk about in how much you can express in right. 30 minutes.
Well, I think what we may do is, we're not going to have time to do the full program, that you had done. It was about a 27 minute, show for the last mic check. But, why don't we, you know, we're going to play some of this just to give you a sense of what the mic check sound like. Well, this is the Center for Children's Advocacy. You already kind of presented some of the intro. So, we, probably can, you know, we'll just join this and then we're going to have to, probably get off air at about 5 minutes until one. And Robin Bateau is going to be up next. So let's just listen to what a mic check program sounds like. It's available up on our podcast site. You can go to WPKN.org. You can click on podcasts, and all the different playlists are listed there. So you could actually go to the playlist for Mic Check, and you could listen to any of them. You could listen to other community talk shows that we have here at PKN. They're all up there as podcasts. So, Mike, thanks for coming in. And we're going to listen to this and just go out with this particular podcast. Thank you for tuning in to the GM Report to the listeners for the month of August. I hope you're all having a wonderful summer. Hope you've had a great summer. We still have a lot of summer left. And thank you for all you have done to support community radio station WPKN. It means a lot to all the 130 volunteers that make this place happen. Thanks.
For me, going into legal field was not about upholding the law, but about challenging it and challenging the systems that exist. So that's what brought me to the legal field.
And hi, this is Patricia. And for me, similar to Amina, I've always been interested in just the law and like legal and public policy. And in high school, I did a lot of Model UN. I think I did them for like Model UN for Africa, for the European Union, and just the general one. And I really enjoyed it and kind of sparked my interest in, you know, just legal processes and systemic changes and so forth. And I came to emigrated to the United States. I'm originally from Tanzania. And out of undergrad, my first job was working as a clerk at a guardianship, doing guardianship and conservatorships on behalf of incapacitated adults and minors. And it was always so frustrating to me when I couldn't help families that came in to the court and just needed more help. And I think that's what sparked my, I guess, interest to fully pursue law and go and decide to apply to law school and go into law school. And just like also in addition, like going through the immigration process myself, like I had to, you know, I came in as on a visa and, you know, having to go through the entire process to become a legal permanent resident. It's been really tough and it was really challenging and there were so many obstacles. And just going through it, I knew for a fact that I wanted to help other immigrants in this country who might not be as fortunate as I was to have a family that could support me and the background and education that I had coming into this. And so, so working with the Center for Children's Advocacy is like a dream.
Thank you all so much for sharing. And so it sounds like your life experiences really just obviously shaped who you are, but really shaped you to want to pursue the legal field specifically. And both.
Yeah, definitely.
Coming from immigrant families too, essentially. Mm-hmm. So that's really powerful. Thank you for sharing.
And now I was wondering if you could give an overview of the Center for Children's Advocacy in general.
Yeah, the Center for Children's Advocacy, its acronym is actually CCA. There are offices in Hartford, Bridgeport, and there's actually a medical legal partnership in New Haven, placed out of Yale as well. But it's basically, it's youth-focused, children-focused, you can tell from the name. It's the largest children's nonprofit law firm in New England, actually. And it has so many different areas of the law that it works with to reach children, to reach the most vulnerable children in Connecticut. So CCA has a child abuse project, the medical legal partnership project that I mentioned, the Immigrant Children's Justice Project that Patricia is a part of, the Racial Justice Project that I've been involved in for about a year and a half now, the Teen Legal Clinic that I was also working in Harding High School this past year, the Homeless Youth Advocacy Project, the Restorative Justice Project, the Team Child Juvenile Justice Project, and the Speak Up Initiative. So CCA does a lot. The attorneys are, you know, very dedicated, and, you know, it's youth focused, but I think a lot of times that means that you're meeting with children and their families, you know, because if you're working on legal issues, that's always going to be with the family as well. But Patricia, if you want to add anything, like what, I guess.
Yeah. And obviously, I mean, because we work with children, education. We do a lot of education law as well, both special education and for children who don't speak English. We do a lot of ELL work as well. You might have seen some articles. We were part of that whole Norwalk complaint that happened a few weeks ago. That was in partnership with CCA and another attorney. So we do a lot of advocacy, do a lot of systemic work, because we believe that it's great if, when you can help one person. So because we do the direct representation, but we also have to get to the root of the problems. And so systemic and legislative work is a big part of what the center does as well, a lot.
And I could mention, you know, because you brought up, like, special ed education law, the Racial Justice Project, which I worked with for the past year and a half, it tries to tackle the school-to-prison pipeline. So that's using education law, or that's advocating for kids in the education law arena and in the juvenile justice system, because those two are actually very connected. And in the way that a lot of the schools are set up these days, especially in the cities of Connecticut, like Bridgeport, Hartford, New Haven, they're kind of structured in a way for children to kind of already be criminalized when they're walking into the doors of the classroom. So that the Racial Justice Project really kind of tries to tackle what's happening with the criminalization of Black and Brown youth, both in schools and in court, and like how those two connect. And just want to give a shout out to Leon, attorney Leon Smith, right now, if he's listening from Boston. He's who I started working with in the Racial Justice Project, and he actually started that project and taught me a lot while I worked with him. I really appreciate him.
Yeah, I can imagine that, because he was with Center for Children's Advocacy for like 10 years, or was that...
I believe it's like 5 or 6 years.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Leon was doing incredible work here in Connecticut, and he's greatly missed.
Yeah, now he's actually the executive director of Citizens for Juvenile Justice in Boston. He's doing amazing policy work over there.
That's awesome. Yeah, Leon is amazing. Definitely very, very a leader. Very, always doing very powerful work. And I feel like I only got to be around him just like a handful of times, and I feel like I miss him a lot. So I can imagine that people who work directly with him frequently, you know, or, you know, and closely, and people that knew him a lot better than I did, I'm sure really, really miss him. So shout out to Leon Smith.
Definitely.
And I just wanted to very quickly remind our listeners that you are listening to WPKN 89.5 FM in Bridgeport, serving Fairfield, New Haven, and Litchfield counties in Connecticut and Suffolk County in New York's Long Island. We stream around the world at WPKN.org, TuneIn Radio, Radio Free America, and WPKN's free app, WPKN Live.
I could not have said that any better. And I've got Mike Murley back with us. Just Mike, thank you for sharing that podcast with us. You know, we had to do an edit of it, so the best way to find that would be just to go to WPKN.org, right?
That's right. Or a direct link to our WPKN podcast, of course, is soundcloud.com/WPKN89.5.
Yeah. Either way, right? So either way, you can go through via SoundCloud or just go through WPKN. All the Mic Check episodes are there, and you can look for the title on this one, I guess, is
Center for Children's Advocacy
Group. Yeah. Good.